tail has a little dip like you can, a pitcher, you know, like an end of a pitcher? Mm-hmm. A pail has, some pails have that, but a bucket is round. But a pail has a little, you know, the nippy water can come out on the side.
Okay, now what would the pail be made out of?
Well, most of them make them out of plaster. Now, you don't only catch buckets, and buckets be made out of plaster most. Everything most is plaster now, and tin, you know. So, that's where it's not.
Okay. Have you seen the machines that some people have at home now that reduces garbage into little...
Yeah. You put your bags in freeze. Then you put your garbage, and you mash a little button or something and shut the door, you know, and all get together and it mashes up, and you come out and it just is flat and neat to put it in the garbage.
Okay, now what are those called?
Garbage exposes, something like that. The way I can pronounce it, expose.
Have you heard of a trash presser?
Yeah, it could be called a trash presser, and then it's a garbage exposes, too, you call it.
Okay. And you might have a sack of garbage. What do you take it out and put it into outside your house?
Your garbage can.
Okay, now behind stores, they have real big containers.
I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
You have any of those?
Because now nowadays it has these large, big containers. We had one out there. But they are still trash cans, but they're, trash... trash composer, but they're larger, you know, but it take more garbage.
Okay.
By being a college or school, and the stores have them too, but they have more trash, you know.
Okay, so would you call it just a big trash can?
Trash composer, you know, exposer.
Okay. What would you call, an enclosed room that's made so that a lot of sunlight can come into it?
That's a sunroom. Most speak of a sunroom. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how about the name for the very informal room in your house where you might just watch television and relax?
A sitting room.
What would you call a room that has a toilet and sink, but no bath or shower? Only a toilet and sink without a bathtub.
Just a toilet and a sink. Mm-hmm. Now that would be a bathroom, but it'd be a half a bathroom. It wouldn't be a whole bathroom. Because some of them has just a shower and the face bowl. Mm-hmm. And then some has the bathtub and a shower and the face bowl and the stool. So that's just a half of a bathroom. Mm-hmm. It's not a whole.
Now what do you call a face bowl?
Face bowl.
Face
bowl.
What is that?
Where you wash your face and your hands.
Oh, the part with the faucet. Okay, what kind of stoves and furnaces have you had in your house? You mentioned you've had gas.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about any other kinds of heating equipment?
Well, you can get electric little heaters, too, if you want. And you stick them in the wall, and they warm up pretty good, too. But it draws a lot of electricity.
And how is the heat circulated in the house in the winter?
Through the gas heater. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gas heater.
Okay, and if you had air conditioning, how would that be?
It would be, it's some houses now, they have just like made in the walls. Mm-hmm. Some of the air conditioning, and the heaters are in the wall. And it has a thermal that you can change every year, the summer to the winter. Mm-hmm. And then some, you have to put them in the window, air condition. And that's where you get, you know, your air. And most of the houses, you use fans. Mm-hmm. You have to stick those in the wall and use those.
Okay. I hope this is not picking up.
Like that.
What do you call a house that has three or more rooms all